if you have any children worshiping with you at home, encourage them to draw near because we have a message that is designed especially for them. So one of the things I want to tell you is that there's some exciting news. In another month, we are going to have a new pastor here. His name is Pastor JJ, and he's a friend of mine, and I know you're going to like him a lot. I'm really excited that he's going to be our pastor here at our church. Again, everyone's going to like Pastor JJ. I do. One of the things that I'm doing, though, to get ready for Pastor JJ coming is I am getting ready to move someplace else. We do that in the Methodist Church. You come and you're a pastor for a little while, and then you are a pastor somewhere else. And so one of the things that we're doing at my house is that we are buying a lot of moving boxes, and we are starting to pack some of our stuff. I'm starting to pack some of my daughter's things, too. The bears that you've seen here, they're actually hers. So we're starting to pack all of her things because she is going to move into her own apartment. She's going to have her own place to live. That's exciting for her, but it's kind of sad for me. It's sad that I don't get to live with her anymore. You know, Jesus knows what it's like to be sad. In the Bible, we read about a time that Jesus was really sad. And he was sad that he was leaving his friends, and he knew his friends were going to be sad. So he told his friends this: "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me." What do you do when you're sad? Maybe when one of your friends moves away. I'll tell you what Jesus would like us to do. He says, if you're really sad because something has happened, maybe a pet has died or a friend has moved, Jesus says, tell God all about it. And then tell someone else. Talk to your mom or your granddad or a teacher or a neighbor or a friend. Talk to other people. And tell them how you feel. And then trust Jesus. Trust that Jesus, who knows what it's like to be sad, is going to be with you. No matter what happens, that's a friend you can always count on. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for all the wonderful things you give us, like homes, like our church, our family, and our friends. All of these things can make us really happy. But sometimes we do get a little sad. When we're sad, thank you for letting us talk to you. Thank you for giving us other people like grown-ups that we can talk to. Thank you for everything you do to help us feel better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.